Oh, thank God. At the bottom of the barrel, just three things tonight very quickly that I want to share with you as we consider the bottom of the barrel. Number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. We read of a painful situation. We read of a painful situation. Can I say this about this woman? I believe she was hurting. I believe she was hurting. Notice our text tells us tonight that she was a widow. Her husband has died, and through his death she is left to fend for herself and at least for one son. I believe she's hurting. Listen, this woman is left without a husband, with a broken heart, a grieved spirit, and a troubled mind. She's got to move on, and she's got to try to take care of her and her son and sustain them through life. I believe she's hurting. Amen. But I also believe that she's helpless, because really, when you look at her situation, it ain't going too good for her. This little, I don't know how long her husband's been gone, how long he's been dead, but I see that things ain't going too good down at her house. And Brother Banks, if you look closely, you'll find out that all she's got left, when she opens up the cupboards, when she looks in the pantry, hey, she looks in the meal barrel, all she has is a little handful of meal and a little oil in the cruise. That's all she's got. I believe this woman's hurting. She's a widow. I believe this woman is pretty helpless, because there ain't much left but crumbs left down at her house. Amen. Oh, but can I tell you something else? Not only do I believe she's hurting and helpless, but can I tell you, I believe she's hopeless. I believe this woman is hopeless. Notice what she tells the man of God when he sends her off to get him a little drink of water. And he said, while you're at it, bring me a little bite to eat too. Bring me a little something to eat. And notice what she said. As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, in a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks. Ain't gonna take much fire to make what I got. Gonna gather up two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son. Notice this line, one of the saddest lines in all the Word of God, that we may eat it and die. Oh, look here. As far as this woman who's hurting and helpless is concerned, she's hopeless. Because as far as she's concerned, this is their last meal. There's just a little handful of meal. I'm talking about she's scraping the bottom of the barrel. And there's just a little bit of cruise, all in the cruise. And they got just enough to make two little cakes. They're going to eat it, and they're going to watch each other die. Ain't much left. This woman's hopeless as far as she's concerned. This is their last meal. As far as they're concerned, goodbye, arrivederci, sayonara. We're goners, dig the grave. We're as good as dead. I'm talking about, this is it. Brother, she was in a hopeless place, brother. I'm talking about, we read of a painful situation. And when I read this commentary, I can't help but begin to think about what the psalmist David said about his own condition in Psalm 116 and 3. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. I found trouble and sorrow. David said, I feel like death has compassed me. Oh, I feel like hell has got hold upon me. I looked to the left, I looked to the right, I looked in every direction, and all I can see is trouble and sorrow. I wonder if I'm preaching to anybody tonight that knows what it's like to scrape the bottom of the barrel. Amen. Oh, yeah, he said, I found trouble and sorrow. Maybe tonight you feel like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Maybe spiritually, some of you may feel like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Maybe emotionally, maybe financially, maybe physically, maybe relationally, when it comes to your own strength, when it comes to your own ability, when it comes to your own resources, when it comes to your own joy, when it comes to your own hope, all you can see is trouble and sorrow. All you can see is a painful situation. All you can see is the bottom of the barrel, and you just don't feel like things are going to pick up anytime soon. Amen. Oh, it's going to get gooder in a minute. But I want you to know, we read of a painful situation. And maybe tonight you are in a painful situation, daddy, mommy, husband, wife, son, daughter, mamma, papa. Hey, maybe you're in a painful situation. Maybe you're surrounded by trouble and sorrow. Maybe it's you scraping the bottom of the barrel. Tonight we read of a painful situation. But how many's glad that business picks up when the Lord gets involved? How many's glad that tonight we read of a painful situation? Ain't looking good for mama and her boy. But oh, number two, if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. We revere the prophet's sermon. Woo! Oh yeah, we see the painful situation. Oh yes, we read of a painful situation. But number two, thank God we revere the prophet's sermon. Oh, I listen, God sent the old man of God her way. Hey, aren't you glad God loves you too good to let you stay where you are tonight? Oh yeah, God loves you, and he'll send you some help tonight. Oh yes, he'll send you some help. It might be one of these pastors. It might be this big mouth evangelist. It might be some old saint of God. Oh, listen, the Lord will send you some help. Oh, thank God. Brother, we revere the prophet's sermon. Just what did he preach? Just what did he say? Look at verse 13 if you're there. Say amen. There's about 10 of you there. He said in verse 13, he said, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. Now here's where I get blessed. Look at verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Woo! For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. This ain't the prophet saying it. Hear me, friend. It ain't the preacher saying it. Hey, this ain't Mammal saying it tonight. Listen, the God of heaven said, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. I don't know if you write in your Bible or not, but if you do, I want you to underline those words. Thus saith the Lord God. Oh, thank God we revere the prophet's sermon. Amen. And by the way, can I just say this to you? I'm reminded as I read this of another impossible situation. I'm reminded in the Word of God of another impossible situation. Anybody remember Ezekiel 37? Do you remember there was a valley that was deep with dead, dried, displaced bones? Oh, yes. And God shows up and speaks to Ezekiel in verse 4 and said again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now listen, when you get to verse 5, you'll notice something familiar. You'll notice some familiar words. The very same thing that Elijah says to this little widow woman that's scraping the bottom of the barrel is the same thing that God says to Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37 and 5. He said, thus saith the Lord God. Oh, thank God. In the middle of this valley, oh, that's full of dead, dried, displaced bones. Listen, the God of heaven speaks in the middle of the impossible situation, in the middle of the painful situation, in the middle of the trouble and sorrow. God speaks and says, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And brother, all they could see was death. All they could see was the impossibility. All they could see that they were done. But in the middle of it all, God said, you shall live. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm glad we revere the prophet's sermon. And you know the words of Paul Harvey. You know the rest of the story. Woo! Oh, yes. Just like the song they sung the other night. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. And you're the only one that can. You're the only one that can. And maybe tonight you are in a painful situation. And maybe tonight you are scraping the bottom of the barrel. But can I remind you tonight, it's not about what you see. It's not about what you hear. It's not about what you think. It's not about what you feel. But it is, thus saith the Lord God. That's what's going to stand. Brother, that's what's going to stand. That's what's going to stand. Thus saith the Lord God tonight. Amen. I don't know about you. I feel pretty good. Hey, man, some of y'all looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. I'm feeling pretty good tonight, amen. We read of a painful situation. I may not be dignified, and I may not be your cup of tea, but I am pouring out of the right pot tonight, amen. I'm just telling you what thus saith the Lord God. We read of a painful situation. Maybe tonight you're in the middle of a painful situation. You look around. All you see is trouble and sorrow. All you can see is the bottom of the barrel. Man, all there is just a little handful left. Just a little oil in the cruise. Ain't going to make it out of this. Just gonna survive on what little bit I got here. Then I'm going to die. But all, we revere the prophet's sermon as God sends his man in the middle of it all. And here's what he says in the middle of all her trouble. Thus saith the Lord God. Yeah. Number three, and I'm done. Number three, and I may park here for just a little while. Number three. Number three, if you're still with me, say amen.
Amen.
We rejoice in a plentiful supply. I said we rejoice in a plentiful supply. Oh, yes, I read of a painful situation, and I revere the prophet's sermon. But can I tell you, I rejoice in a plentiful supply. Notice verse 15. Oh, the Bible said, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. Woo! I wish we had some good Baptists that heard that right there. Hey, she heard. Hey, she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. Hey, she went and did. She went and did. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah. You know what she was? She was obedient. She was obedient to the word of God. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah. Look up in here. She did it God's way. She did it God's way. She put him first, and she did it God's way. And can I tell you, God's way always works. Thus saith the Lord God, always works. Thus saith the Lord God, always works. Oh, listen, can I give you an Old Testament promise? Psalm 36 and 8. The Bible said, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasures. Man, that'd make a Methodist kick the back of his robe out right there. Praise God. Hey, that's a blessing from God himself. Now, I know what some of y'all are thinking. Preacher, that's Old Testament. I said, man, there's a lot of good things started in the Old Testament. Breathing started in the Old Testament. Cornbread started in the Old Testament, praise God. A lot of good things come out of the Old Testament. But for some of you dispensationalists, I'll give you a New Testament promise. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, he said, and God is able. Woo! How many can raise their hand on that one? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Hey, can I just tell you, thus saith the Lord God, always works. Amen. Hey, mark this down. Look up here, young people. God's way always works. Hey, mom, dad, God's way always works. Mamma, Papa, hey, sinner, saint, God's way always works. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 38, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Mark her down, take it to the bank, cash that check. God's word always works. Amen. Preacher, you don't understand. Preacher, you don't know my situation. Thus saith the Lord God. Oh, I read of her painful situation. She was a widow. Her and her boy was fixing to take their little handful of meal. Little old the crews eat it and going to die. This was their last meal. Oh, but I revere the prophet's sermon as he walked in and said, thus saith the Lord God. Amen. And gave her the promise of God's word. She moved by faith. She was obedient to God's word. And brother, I listen, rejoice in a plentiful supply that God's way always works. Amen. Man. But preacher, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'm talking about one that can put the meal back in. Amen. And the Bible said, and she went to Elijah, and he did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not. Woo! Neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. You ever read the word, Preacher Trent, you ever read the Bible and Pastor Tim, you get to a certain account and Brother Mitch, you think, man, I'd like to have been there. Woo! I'd like to have been a fly on the wall. Yeah. Granted, I'd been a big fly, but I'd like to have been there, amen. I'd like to have been a fly on the wall and just watched it. I'd like to have seen Mama walk in that first day after that promise. Ooh, listen. Now remember, she'd been scraping the bottom of the barrel. Oh, yeah. Ain't much left. We're going to eat and die. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, listen, Mama walked in. She reached into that little barrel right there. She reached in. Ooh, I believe she pulled out some and said, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. The next day, young boy said, Mama, I'm hungry. Mama, I'm hungry. Reckon any meal in that barrel? Oh, yeah. Mama walked in, scooped up some more and said, woo, praise God right there. Amen. She may have walked in that next day. Hey, listen, time to make some food. Amen. She reached in, grabbed some meal, and she might have said, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. She may have walked in that fourth day and started shouting a little bit, and maybe her boy hollered in, Mama, everything all right? Oh, yeah. Everything's good. I'm just praising God. He puts a meal in the barrel. Amen. Oh, she may have walked in the next day and right up in there got a fit and said, Jehovah Jireh, God provides. Amen. Hey, she may have walked in there the next day and said, he did it again. He did it again. And maybe she walked in that next day and she got some more. And she may have said, oh, praise God. He keeps his promises. He keeps his word. He did what he said he would. Oh, thank God. I was scraping the bottom of the barrel, but everything is well down in my house. Amen. Oh, What a difference God will make, friend. You may be here scraping the bottom of the barrel. You may be here surrounded by trouble and sorrow. But there's just something that happens when you do it God's way. Hey, preaching time. Hey, there's just something that happens when you do it God's way. Someone said, preacher, reckon what happens. Well, listen, when you're looking at the bottom of the barrel, brother, when you do it God's way, you may see anguish, but you'll find an amen. You may see the bottom, but you'll find bounty. You may see brokenness, but you'll find a blessing. You may see I can't, but you'll find he can. Woo! At the bottom of the barrel, oh, you may see chaos, but you'll find comfort. You may see despair, but you'll find delight. You may see discouragement, but you'll be in disbelief. At the bottom of the barrel, you may see the empty, but you'll find the exciting. You may see the end, but you'll find the extraordinary. You may see the failing, but you'll find the fullness. You may see famine, but you'll find a future. At the bottom of the barrel, you may see gloom, but you'll find gladness. You may see grief, but you'll find grace. You may see hopelessness, but you'll find help. You may see a lack of supply, but you'll find the love of a Savior. At the bottom of the barrel, you may see a mess, but you'll find mercy. You may see pain, but you'll find peace. You may see a problem, but you'll find praise. You may see a poverty, but you'll find provision. At the bottom of the barrel, you may see shame, but you'll find a shout. You may see sorrow, but you'll find a song. You may see tough times, but you'll see fine things. You may see trouble, but you'll find a tomorrow. You may see the unattainable, but you'll find the unbelievable. You may see a void, but you'll find victory. At the bottom of the barrel, at the bottom of the barrel, you'll find one thing, that he is able. That was preaching a whole lot better in the hotel room, amen. Don't make me read it again. I said at the bottom of the barrel, you'll find he's able. We rejoice in a plentiful supply. Do you remember what I said to you at the beginning of the message? Psalm 116:3. How many remember that? I said to you what David said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Now, if I was to close my Bible right now and say, have a good night, Lord will, I'll see you tomorrow, that'd be pretty sorry. Because I won't tell you the rest of the story. Come on. I want to tell you what David said after he said, I found trouble and sorrow. The next verse says this, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. He, the Lord, preserveth the simple. Listen to what he said. I was brought low. Hey, look up here. I'm hard to miss. Look up here. You don't get much lower than the bottom of the barrel. David said, I was brought low. I was brought low. Listen, that word low here is dalal in the Hebrew, and it has several meanings, but let me give you a few. It means to be feeble. It means to bring low. It means to dry up. It means to be emptied. It means to fail. It means to be impoverished. Maybe tonight you've been brought low. Maybe tonight you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. David said, I was brought low. But I love the next four words. He said, and he helped me. Woo! I'm glad in life when I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel, when I've been brought low, when all I can see is trouble and sorrow. I'm glad he has helped me. But let me give you a little secret. I'm no Bible scholar. In fact, listen, I'm not the softest fry in the Happy Meal. But I do know this. David gave the recipe. He gave the secret, if you will, of why the Lord helped him. Because he said, brother, here in verse 4, he said, then called I upon the name of the Lord. You want some help tonight? Then I would to God you'd call on him. Hey, tonight I would, if you are in a low place, scraping the bottom of the barrel, and all you can see is trouble and sorrow, I would to God tonight you'd call on him. Oh, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Praise God, I rejoice in a plentiful supply.
Come on, preacher. Amen.
We've had the privilege of traveling different states, different churches, and I found this. They'll take a prayer request, and sometimes it takes about a half hour.
Yeah.
I mean, pray. And some people want to give a detailed prayer request. It takes a long time. A long time. And but here's the thing. Come altar call time. Now, hey, wait a minute. I thought you done said your loved one's sick at the verge of death. I thought you just said you had some trouble and didn't know what to do. I thought you done said that marriage was in trouble. I thought you done said that lost loved one is living wild in sin and you're concerned about their soul. Why in the world aren't you calling on the Lord? Why in the world are you not getting some help? Why in the Lord are you not coming to the Lord and asking him to fill your barrel and to put some meal in your barrel? Answer your prayer. Meet your need. Make a way where there is no way. I'm talking about a God who's got a plentiful supply. Look up in here. God can start right here, work his way down, come up the middle, and go through that side, and still not be diminished one bit of what he has, friend. Aren't you glad he wouldn't get about halfway back there to Brother Dallas and say, ooh, sorry, I'm done out. You'll have to come back tomorrow night. Oh, no. Listen, friend, I don't know your need tonight, but I know he's able.
Amen.
Don't know what you might need to be saved tonight. You might be away from God, need to be restored. You might be here saved and come needing some help. You may have come in tonight, scrape on the bottom of the barrel, looking at your little and thinking, there's no way. But oh, though I read of a painful situation, I revere the prophet's sermon.
Yeah.
Elijah didn't step in and say, let me tell you what I can do for you. No, he said, thus saith the Lord God.
Amen.
Hey, thus saith the Lord God. And brother, she, listen, you know what she did? She went and did what the Lord said.
Yeah.
And you know what she got? She got some help. And the Bible said that they did eat many days. The barrel of meal wasted not. The cruise of old didn't fail. Praise God for his word that is sure. Thank God for his promises that are settled, friend. I'm glad that God's way always works. As the singers come tonight, I just wonder, am I preaching to somebody that's scraping the bottom of the barrel? I wonder tonight if there's a mommy, a daddy, mamma, papa, husband, wife, son, daughter, saint of God, preacher, deacon, singer, Sunday school teacher, hey, bus driver, janitor, cook, I don't care who you are, what you do, you might be here tonight and you're so far from God, the FBI couldn't find you.
Yeah.
And you're surely in a low place, scraping the bottom of the barrel, filled with trouble and sorrow. Praise God. You know what? You come to him by faith, he'll put some meal in that barrel, friend. And he'll meet you where you are and do for you what you can't do for yourself. Will you play softly just for a minute, just before my brother sings? Every head reverently bowed, play softly, sis, on the piano, just for a moment.